Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, saving is very, very important. I got to get better at it myself, so maybe this will actually help me with some of your tips that you got today.
Yeah, you know, December's always crazy and hectic, and it seems like most people kind of wait till last minute to buy those Christmas things and, you know, Christmas holiday parties and stuff. And that really puts a financial strain on millions of Americans. So in, you know, January, people are trying to recover and like figure out finances for the year. You know, things continue to get more expensive. And so I thought, you know, we are now officially through the month of January and into February. But some people may still be trying to get a hold of things for their finances for the new year, and maybe they set that as a new goal for the new year. So I have some tips and ideas to do for just some basic money management. You know, money is a part of our everyday life. You know, we don't think of that very often, but what do we wear, what we eat, where we live, the fun things we like to do, you know, with our money, are just a few of the decisions we make every day that's centered around money. You know, for some people, they never have enough, you know, and no amount would ever be enough because they always want more things. So no matter how much more they make, they'll always spend that much more. You know, other millions of people manage to pay their bills, save for the future, enjoy while life is still within, you know, their income range. But managing that money takes time and effort, as we all know. So, you know, the way we spend our money today will help us determine whether or not we can pay our bills in 6 months, a year, you know, and many years from now. For example, if we spend our money as fast as it comes in, we might find ourselves in debt, which, you know, when an unplanned expense occurs, maybe a vehicle breaks down, maybe something at the house, or, you know, maybe there's a sickness that occurs. We don't have that money saved for that unexpected expense, which that becomes another stress in addition to what's going on. So, you know, we do have control over what we spend money. We can, you know, live with within our income, meeting the expenses and putting away money aside for emergencies, you know, and to meet those long-term goals. So maybe a long-term, you know, can vary from I need to purchase a new vehicle I know within, you know, or used vehicle within the next year or two, or I want to go on a nice trip, or I want to be able to travel and do different things. But, you know, a good rule of thumb is always to have at least 6 months of savings tucked away, but that's going to take time and some money management. But budgeting is a good way for most people to get the most out of our dollars. So, you know, no one is born with the natural money management skills. We have to learn those. And a lot of ways we've learned those is from maybe how we were raised, maybe our family. We taught us a lot of things, and maybe we want to do it just like our family did, and maybe we don't. Maybe we want to do it complete opposite of how we were raised because we didn't think that that worked. You also may have learned most things through money management skills, maybe at school or throughout life experiences that we've had. So, but developing those takes time, practice, and of course, patience. So today I thought I would just kind of talk about how to kind of get started. So, you know, get organized. We've gone through the month of January. Maybe pull out those old bills and receipts and records and look at how much, you know, how much your bills roughly were and how much you spent. Have a designated spot where those bills are placed when they arrive if you don't already have one. Is it a paper bill? You know, is it kept in a drawer, you know, a box or a basket? Is it an electronic notice you get via email? And what do you do with that then? Does it just stay in your inbox? Do you have a certain folder within your email box that goes to? And how do you know when your bills are paid? Do you write on the top paid and here's the date it was paid if it's paper copy? You know, do you slide it thin into the folder once it's paid if it's an electronic bill? And you know, sometimes there's automatic withdrawals. So maybe you put that in your calendar and you know that on the 15th of every month, that money is being drawn out for that electronic bill payment that you have set up. You know, another thing is to track your spending. Again, each month is different. You know, there may be certain things, you know, you may have a month where it's heavy on birthdays, you know, within your family, or it may be a month where you pay all your taxes. And so, but keeping track of how much you spend, you know, and a shared folder or a sheet of paper, you know, or even a small notebook, keep all those little receipts. So at the end of the month, you can track that. And, you know, there's different apps for spending, or, you know, maybe you're more of a paper person, or maybe, you know, you have an Excel spreadsheet, but whatever that form is that works for you, track your spending and track all of it. And within your family too, you know, if you are married or have some children or some others living with you, that your finances are all together, have everyone keep track of that, so you have a good record at the end of the month. And like I said, if you can go back to January, then you'll have, you know, a month at a glance from January, and you can also do February. You'll also want to record the spending on the budget, you know, keep track of that in whatever capacity you have. Again, whether it's electronic, paper, or even on a computer. Compare those expenses to income. If your expenses are more than your income, look for ways we can cut that out. Determine what expenses are absolutely necessary, like wants versus needs. You know, we need utilities, housing, and food. Some other, those are our wants. And our needs may be different things than those things. But decide also what other expenses can be cut out to meet the necessary expenses. Maybe your eating out budget is not going to be as much this year, or maybe even this month, as it was compared to the past, because you want to save a little bit of that. For ways you can increase your income as well, you know, maybe you pick up a side hustle, or, you know, find something else that can increase your income. And again, maybe you sell some things you aren't using in your house anymore that others can really be beneficial of, and create some income that way. Or maybe even consider a combination of the two, but make a budget, you know, spendings and savings plan for the next month. So then you can see, okay, where are we at? What do we need to cut? Or, you know, I had some leftover at the end of this month. And then, of course, start a savings plan. But fill in those expected, income that you know you're going to have every month. And as it's received, you know, put that on whatever electronic or paper copy that you have, and mark those accordingly. Plan what bills and expenses will be paid out, you know, of each paycheck, and other sources of income. You know, when are the bills due? When can those be paid out of? And that will help you as well. Another idea is to, at the end of the month, subtract those expenses from income. And again, see if you've stayed within your budget. And a lot of times it's going to take a couple of months to kind of figure that out. And, you know, I think I've said in earlier programs, like, a full year, because some months are heavier on expenses than others, and what one family's budget works for them won't work for another. So it just takes some time and patience, and just practice on saving that money, and, you know, creating that savings account, so when those unexpected expenses do happen, we're prepared and ready for those. But again, start small. You know, if you're wanting to start saving for that savings plan or that savings, if you were wanting to start saving for, you know, the emergency fund or a savings account, you can start as small as $5 every month, or maybe even it's $10, or maybe it's $100, whatever your budget is. But start small. You would be amazed at the end of the year, if that's tucked away, how much you have for savings, which will really help when you need that. So for other tips and tricks on financial information and resources, feel free to reach out to me at 785-828-4438 or the Frontier Extension District website.
Some fabulous tips and some very important tips as well for saving money. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Union Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.